And just like that, the clock ticks noon on I almost said Wednesday. I guess my mind's already there. On a Tuesday, and my friends, welcome to The Daily as we are live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. We thank you for being here with us. Well, it was a big night in high school boys basketball. Some teams have turned their attention to the spring season, while others are advancing on to Wednesday night. The competition does nothing but get harder from here on out. We're going to talk high school basketball here in a little bit. What else we got? We got high school basketball. Yeah, a lot of high school basketball. We even got some girls basketball we're going to throw in the mix there as well. Talk about what's happening today in girls basketball. Jackson College Jets, we're going to jump on that. And Wolverines, Big Ten, Pistons, yeah, Wings, we got a lot. We've got a lot to cover today. But, you know, one of the things we're going to bring to you each and every time during the JHL season, I mean, without falter, without delay, and I mean, this, the DEEERUN Deer Run Bucks management, I mean, I cannot express to you enough how tight of a ship that is. They keep me out. Even when I forget about things, simple things like forgetting to record, I mean, they're on it. Dude, they are on it. They're on it. Not only with that, but they're on it with the reminders, and then the reminders on top of the reminders, and then internal investigations as to why certain things don't happen. So the only stress that comes of it is when I forget to do things. That's the only stress at all, when I forget to do. Because they, on the other hand, they never, and the mark means ever, miss an item. And that's why we are able to bring to you today, my friends, the D, double E, double RUN Deer Run Buck. Yeah, it's update time as they're ready for their stint tonight at the Optimist Ice Arena. The Deer Run Bucks look to keep their winning streak alive tonight as they take on the Huff Auto Street Racers with an AARP puck drop of 9.45. What the actual heck? 9.45? Oh, come on. I've already binged my Murder, She Wrote by that point. 9.45? That's too late for Matlock. Not the new Matlock. I'm talking the old Matlock. 9.45? Oh. The Bucks and the Street Racers were originally scheduled to play at the beginning of February, but had to postpone their game due to the complications with the officials and the JHL trying to complete their green new deal, or the new green deal, whichever, doesn't matter, and end the officials' strike. Tonight's game is the last game of the regular season for the JHL. The Bucks must win tonight in order to finish in the top half of the league and have a chance to win the coveted JHL championship. The Bucks will be shorthanded tonight and will have to rely on LT McGrady to have himself a six-goal night I said a 6 Golden Knights. The Bucks. The Street Racers. Night 45 at the Optimist Ice Arena. The Deer Run Bucks. Wow. Boy, that seems really short. And see, I mean, for an organization that is on it and is on point as that marketing department is. I mean, I'm just short. It's short. Now we usually have multiple players that are referenced, and it's at least it's recorded. At least it's recorded. That's all I can say. How it's recorded, and not only that, but it will be posted wherever, and the mark means wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be able to get the DWERUN Deer Run update, because that, my friends, is how we, you know, usually a segment that gets me to 10 after. I mean, we're done at about 5 after now. That was
a cute little update, wasn't it? Just such an adorable preview for the Bucks. It's so cute. It's a cute little update.
All right. We're not going to beat that dead horse anymore. We're going to move on. We are going to move on, my friends. And by the way, if you have anything that you would like to contribute to the show here today, because I know I saw a handful of familiar faces when I was just at the Hanover Horton area. Some faces I haven't seen in a while. Some others that have been somewhat frequent. Am I going to see you at the next? Maybe. But yeah, if you were out and about and you have commentary for whatever game that you took in yesterday, dude, bring it. Dudettes, bring it. 990-9426 is the direct studio line. 990-9426 to participate in the program here today. And we are going to start off with high school basketball. I don't even know if we count the Deer Run up. It was just so cute. I don't even know if we can count that as an up. Probably have to count that as a tease, because it was just so cute. This is a cute little tease, wasn't it? All right, what do we got? Let's get to high school basketball. First round of district action from last night. And I believe it was 12. Look at that one. Then we're going to hit search. And then there it is. All right. We're in Division 1, District 12 last night. Host school, Holt High School. And last night, the host school got the win over Lansing Everett, 66-63. So Holt advances, and they're going to take on Mason. Mason, a 20-1 record. They got the one seed in this district. They are going to take on Holt, which is 10-13 on the season, on Wednesday at 5:30 in the Holt High School gym. That's the top half of the bracket. Bottom half of the bracket. Last night, game two of that doubleheader, and Holt had Jackson defeating the Northwest Mounties 45-37. Jackson advances, and they're going to take on Okemos Wednesday. That's going to be a 7:00 broadcast. Okemos 15-7 on the season. Jackson 12-11. 7:00, Holt High School gym. Jackson in the semifinal for the districts. Now, What in the Sam H.E. double hockey sticks is going on here? All right, well, we're just going to have to do this the old-fashioned way, because it's for some reason, all my preset tabs just reset themselves. There we go. And we got to hit the search on that. There we go. Last night, Division II, District 52, hosted by Columbia last night, saw Western take on Pinckney in just one game in that first round, and Western got the win, 67-24 over Pinckney. So Western advances, and Western will face Michigan Center Wednesday, 5:30. Center comes in fourth in the Cascades, 16-6 on the season. Western 10-12 on the season. So Center and Western, first game in that District 52. The nightcap on that one is Columbia taking on Chelsea on Wednesday. Columbia 18-4, second place out of the Cascades. Chelsea 14-8 out of the SEC. White. So that is game number two coming up tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Western, with that win over Pinckney, thank you to the coach for supplying us with the deets from the game yesterday. It was Maverick Hammond led the charge, finishing with an impressive 30 points, 5 boards. DJ Van Riper, key contributor as well, adding 16 points, 4 steals, helping to stifle the Pirates of Pinckney and their offensive efforts. Cody Spitzer facilitated the offense with 4 assists, while Eli Harrington chipped in 6 points to support the team's effort. Next district game Wednesday, Columbia High School versus Michigan Center. All right. Now, oh my goodness, they're all doing it. They're all doing it. Every freaking tab I saved is just reset. All right, well, we're going to do it this way. Well, no, because when all the producers, there's some sort of producer union, and they negotiated lunch at noon. So they all take it at noon. Yeah. All right. I need Division III, District 83. There it is. All right. So Division III, District 83 in Dansville. Dansville got the win. They beat Brighton Sherrill Stockwell Prep 50-38. So Dansville, they advance, and they're going to be taking on the number one team out of the Big 8. They are facing Stockbridge on Wednesday with that 18-4 record. Dansville, man, they got their first win of the season yesterday with that. It was their record. Go Aggies at 1-22. Wow. What is Brighton Sherrill Stockwell Preps? They're 10-12. Wow. How about that? Go Aggies. And not, that was the only game in the first round there. The other game on Wednesday, Springport versus Leslie, that is at 7. They all flip and reset. All right, let's just go through. Let's find our way. That's 83 at Dansville High School. Now we go to Division III, 84, hosted by Hanover Horton. That was a lot of fun, being able to do the call in the luxury skybox on Monday night. That was, I mean, no, serious. You know how in the Muppets, how you got the two old characters up there who are, you know, heckling? I wasn't doing much heckling because that's not my job, but I felt like I had that vantage point up high looking down upon. It was pretty cool. Napoleon 50 over East Jackson 41 yesterday. Very competitive game for the most part. East Jackson, they were getting looks. They just could not get their stuff to fall, with the exception of like the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. Then they started hitting the threes, but it just throughout the night they were getting looks. I mean, they were creating lanes, they were making the moves, they were getting to the hoop. They just could not get their stuff to fall. Just get up there, bounce around for a little bit, and all of a sudden, said, boom, go somewhere else. Napoleon got the 50-41 win last night. So Napoleon advances. Ruh-roh! Napoleon's got Lumen, the number one seed in District 84, hosted by Hanover Horton. Napoleon's got Lumen on Wednesday at 5:30. Second game of that doubleheader from Monday night. Hanover Horton, Vandercook Lake. Hanover Horton, 65-47. Hanover Horton had their guys, their starters out there for a good chunk of the first half, but then just pulled them. And said, okay, second string, okay, third string, it's your turn. And just let them go wild, man. And there were some guys who names you normally aren't going to call or normally aren't going to see high up on the stat sheet, just having some fun. Soper, the Cascades Player of the Year, 5 points last night. Yeah. Everybody else all over the stat sheet for Hanover Horton. Even when they tried to take their foot off the gas, they couldn't. They couldn't really. 65-47 for the Comets over the Jayhawks last night. So Hanover Horton advances. Ruh-roh! They got Grass Lake. Actually, they competed pretty well with Grass Lake, but that was very early in the season. I believe that was like a 4 or 5 point loss, if I remember correctly. So Grass Lake comes into this with their one loss, 21-1. Hanover Horton, 15-8. The nightcap on that contest coming up Wednesday evening. Winners of those two contests will advance to the district championship. All right, let's go ahead and stick with D3, and we're going to click on down to District 86, where you had Erie Mason and Clinton. Clinton getting the 64-58 win. Clinton advances. They take on a Monroe-St. Mary Catholic Central team. Blissfield bounced Manchester last night, 57-46. So Blissfield advances. They're going to take on Ottawa Lake Whiteford, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. This district being hosted at Whiteford. So now we go down to 85, which is hosted by Hudson. Hudson hosts high school hoops. You have Addison defeating Sand Creek by a point. That was a squeaker, 64-63. Addison will face Hudson on Wednesday. Hudson 12-9, Addison 6-16. The other contest, there was no other contest as far as doubleheader goes on Monday. The other contest on Wednesday is Hillsdale versus Jonesville. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. So that is District Division 3, District 85. And we got to do some clicking here. Division 3, District 80. It's a little ways down. We're going to click that. We got to click through. I don't know. You'd think that they would just put these all in numerical order, but the MHSA is like, that's too easy. We're just going to give them numbers and put them in some sort of weird order that makes no sense. Numerical order? That's a thing? All right, here we are. Division 3, District 80 saw Quincy bouncing Bronson 53-49. Quincy advances. And they're going to face Schoolcraft 5:30 on the 26th, so Wednesday. The second game in that, Union City bounced Homer 64-51. So Union City takes on Centerville Wednesday at 7. Did my D4s? Oh, my D4s worked out. Division 4, District 118 has Reading beating Camden Frontier 62-51. So Reading advances. They're going to take on Hillsdale Academy on Wednesday at 5:30 at Concord High School. Concord hosting this again. So Concord at home, friendly hardwoods. Concord defeated Litchfield. They didn't defeat Litchfield. They just told Litchfield, go home. Don't you come back to next year. 76-18 for that final there. So Concord advances, and they're going to take on Hillsdale Will Carlton Academy on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And Hillsdale Will Carlton Academy is 17-5 on the season. Concord is 14-9. And we'll take a look at these matchups a little closer tomorrow. We'll pull out the NPRs, and we'll go through all that fun stuff that we like to do. All right, 19, Division 4, District 119, saw North Adams-Jerome bouncing J-Prep 49-34. So North Adams-Jerome will face Waldron on Wednesday at 5:30. Jackson Christian versus Pittsford on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That's your rundown of high school basketball from last night. And now look at that, 12:20, we're appropriately timed out. Thank goodness that Deer Run preview was as short as it was, because if it was this normal length, we would be running tremendously late right now. So thank goodness for small miracles, right? Yeah. All right, back with more in just a bit. We'll go through high school girls hoops on the docket for tonight. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. We're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. We're also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by... I can't type. I cannot type and talk at the same time. It's my downfall. We're also brought to you by Bud Light, McUltra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. And Polly's Country Market on board with us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And right now, you know, you can get same-day grocery delivery with Instacart on special at Polly's Country Market. Heirloom Navel oranges. Get the 4-pound bag for just $3. That's like a $3 savings. People are saying, I'm getting sick. I'm getting a bug. I got a little tingle in my throat. My nose is getting stuck. Get your vitamin C. It's only $3. You get 4 pounds of vitamin C with the Heirloom Navel oranges. Whole boneless New York strip loin, $7.50. Jack's Pizza, 2 for $6 at Polly's Country Markets. Yeah. They're bringing you the show today. High school basketball girls. Let's take a look at what girls are doing tonight. We're going to start off in the Big 8. Pretty much all of the conference stuff is done. This is like the week of tweaking before you get to the district competition. Quincy at Penfield, 7 o'clock tonight. Stockbridge at Brighton Sherrill Stockwell Prep, 7 o'clock. I like those high schools that say, hey, you know what? A name that's just like a word or two? No. We're going to be a sentence. That's our name. Reading at Colon, 6 o'clock tonight. Homer, dope, at Concord, 7 o'clock tonight. Union City is at Springport. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Grand Rapids West Michigan Aviation Academy. At Vermontville, Maple Valley. The competition for the most syllables in a name is tonight at 6 o'clock. Cascades Conference tonight. You've got Clinton at Columbia. That's at 7. Homer, dope! I only do it once a show. Sorry, that was an extra. I won't do it at all tomorrow. We'll make up for it. Homer at Concord tonight, 7 o'clock. Napoleon is at Dundee. That contest set for 7 o'clock tonight. Milan at East Jackson, 6 o'clock. Grass Lake at Western, 7. Manchester is at Whitmore Lake. Tip time, 7 p.m. Jonesville at Ypsilanti Arbor Prep, 6 o'clock. On to Interstate 8 basketball. Nothing from last night. But tonight, Quincy is at Penfield. Hastings is at Holland. The Grand Ledge basketball team will be taking on the Northwest Mounties tonight, 7 o'clock. Three Rivers will face Marshall at 7. Coldwater at Otsego, 7:15. And Grass Lake is at Western, 7 o'clock tonight. Battle Creek, Harper Creek at St. Joseph tonight, 7 p.m. SCAAE. East, Waldron at Britton Deerfield tonight, 6 o'clock. Hillsdale at Hillsdale Academy. Tip time there is 7 p.m. Camden Frontier at Jackson Christian, 7:30 tonight. Burr Oak will be at Tekonsha, 6:30 tonight. Did I miss Coldwater? I just like saying this one. And we're going to give them more of a, just because it's got that feeling, and I've got no reason to believe this one way or another. I just read the name, and I'm like, it's kind of feeling, kind of have that, has that Katharine Hepburn feel to it. I don't know why, it just does. Coldwater Pansophia Academy at North Adams Jerome at 6 o'clock tonight. You know, dude, I'm sorry. I feel it. I just do it. I mean, that's, you know, you've listened to the show long enough. You know who you have here as a host. You know. Jackson College Jets in action tonight. The women tip off against Macomb Community College, 5:30 tonight. And then they've got postseason action coming up on Friday. We'll talk about that in a second. So right now, Jackson College. Well, let me go to standings. I'm sitting here looking at the schedule, and Mark wants to go to standings. Standings. The MCCAA women's basketball standings in the Eastern Division has Jackson College at 12-1. St. Clair Community College, 11-2. Schoolcraft College, 11-2. Macomb Community College, 8-5. And that's it for your above 500 teams in conference play. Everybody else, Oakland, 5-8. Mott, 2-11. 2-11 for Wayne. And Henry Ford is 1-12. So Macomb Community College is the last regular season contest for the Jackson Jets women's basketball team. Last time these two teams met, it was 82-46. Jets win, Jets win, Jets win. And that was in the friendly hardwoods of the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse. Yeah, I think every indication is that they'll kind of pick up right where they left off on that February 1st exchange. But Jets right now guaranteed postseason play versus Mid-Michigan College at the MCCAA Championship semifinal. That's going to be played at Lansing Community College on Friday, the 28th day of February. So Jackson College Jets women. And then the guys, well, let's be honest. It's not the season the guys wanted. It's not. Not one team on the planet, not one, wants to go 3-24. Not one team on the planet wants to go 1-12. So they've got their final game of the season tonight as they wrap things up at Mott Community College. That contest, again, set for 7:30 tonight. I'm curious. Did I say Mott? I meant Macomb. Yeah, Macomb, not Mott. They play Macomb Community College. So that basketball program, let's take a look at the standings here. Where does Macomb land in the basketball standings? Will the Jets be able to end their season with an epic win? And in the East, Macomb Community College is 10-3. They got Henry Ford, 9-4. Oakland Community College, 8-5. And Wayne County Community, 7-6. 6-7 for the next two teams. It's nice that they just kind of make it nice and even and fair it out that way. Jackson College in the basement in the SCC. I'm sorry, in the MCCAA. So, Jackson College. All right. With that said, tell you what. This feels feels like it's good break time. So let's take that break. We're going to step away. And when we come back, we'll get into the Big Ten a little bit. When we come back, we'll get into Detroit basketball a little bit and more. We still got a lot coming your way today. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Yes, 12:31. 21 minutes in front of one. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios inside the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light McUltra and Tri-County Water, because that's good water. Button, you're going to work. Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. I know. We don't have two screens for the studio in here. We've got a button which toggles back and forth from one screen to the other. And the button wasn't working. We're gonna push the when the button gets pushed and it doesn't work, that's the equivalent of my button getting pushed. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Okay. So the button worked after the fifth time. It's one of those days. Oh, Michigan basketball Wolverines. Well, they got themselves a win. And true to Wolverine form, they won the first half 25-21. They lost the second half 24-25, but that was still enough to win 49-46. Very low-scoring affair in Cornhusker territory. Top scores here. Well, you had Roddy Gale Jr. He put up 12. Trey Donaldson had 11 on the night. Daniel Wolf with 10. Vladislav Golden, the center for the Michigan Basketball Wolverines, he put up 8. Namari Burnett, 2. Will Shatter had 3. L.J. Kason had 3 points. Oh, yeah, it was a low scoring affair, but you know what? You get that win. They're 22-6 on the season, the 15th ranked Wolverines. They took down the unranked Nebraska Cornhuskers at 17-11. Side by side stats here. Field goal percentage, 29.5% to 25%. Both teams shot horrible last night. 3-pointers. Oh. I almost got a little upset over this one. I mean, like, physically ill. Because this is bad. This is bad. You shoot 18.5%. 5 of 27. Stop shooting the threes! If they're not falling, Golden had just a few points. Get it to your big man! Why are you shooting threes if they're not falling? Ugh. Well, they can make more points. Yeah, you all right. So there's 15 points there with the 5 that you made, okay? Make 20 points with down low. Higher percentage shot. It drives me flipping crazy. Well, basketball is a 3-point game now. Shut up. It shouldn't be. Stupid 3-pointers ruining the game. 21.4% for Nebraska. Free throws, Michigan shot 61 to Nebraska 66%. How the heck did Michigan win this game? Total boards, 53 to 44. Oh, that's where. They got 15 offensive boards. 12 to 5 on assists, Michigan wins that one. Blocks, 4 to 5. Steals, 5 to 7. Turnovers, Michigan had 14 turnovers. How? How did Michigan win this game? I know it was only 3 points, but dude, you like lost all the key categories. That's not cool. You should have lost that game. Well, Michigan, Nebraska, they are the only ones on the schedule in the Big Ten last night. 49-46 for the final. Tonight, you've got Northwestern at Minnesota. Iowa at Illinois. Northwestern, Minnesota, 7 o'clock. Iowa at Illinois, 9 o'clock. Washington at Wisconsin is at 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday, you've got MSU back in action as they'll be at Maryland. So with the win last night, the Wolverines tied back up MSU. But if it were to end today, MSU gets the tiebreaker because they beat Michigan head-to-head. So right now, it's MSU technically at 13-3 in the conference. It's MSU and Michigan tied for the top spot. Tied for third is Maryland and Wisconsin at 11-5. Then you've got Purdue in the fifth spot with UCLA at 11-6. Seventh is Illinois and Oregon at 9-8. Then everybody else is under 500 in conference play. Indiana, Nebraska. Ohio State University at 7-10 in the conference with Rutgers. Rutgers. And you got 6-10 Iowa and Minnesota and USC, 5-11 Northwestern, 5-12 Penn State, and 4-12 Washington. As we run through the entire Big Ten and their current standings. Oh, wow. What else we got here? MSU. So Michigan, they lost a few spots after their loss to MSU. They're down to 15 now. Every time they get a bump in the standings, that's when they lay an egg. Don't bump my Wolverines anymore. Just don't. Don't do it. Spartans, after the win, they're up to number 8 right now. What about the Detroit Basketball Pistons? What about them? The Detroit Basketball Pistons are now on their longest winning streak in a decade, having beaten the Clippers at home 106-97. They finished their back-to-back. Cade Cunningham, 32 points. Jalen Duren added 12 points, 19 rebounds. Whew. Wow. You want some highlights? Well, you know what? I holy mackerel, we got some for you. Let's get these lined up. All right, so we're in the first. Harris gets a layup, and he makes it 7-6 for the Pistons.
Oh, wait.
Ends it up and able to finish. Wait. Where's my? I need to find my air to. Yeah. That's probably why that pot was down. All right. Let's try this again. Again, 13 producers. Lunch all at the same time. Do it all myself. I don't need no stinking producer.
Here's Harris all the way to the rim. Spins it up and in with a left-hand finish.
Way to be aggressive, Tobias, attacking that basket.
7-6 Detroit. First quarters have been good to him. Last 9, averaging 34 points.
Duren gets a dunk in the first, 13-10.
Cunningham inching his way. What a pass to a cut by Duren and another dunk.
Yeah, they work so well together. And you figure all these couple of years, these guys know each other's weaknesses and strengths.
Just wrapped around that pass off a hip of a defender.
Hardaway Jr. gets a floater in the first, 18-17.
Hardaway driving across the lane. Tough shot. Flips it in. Pistons take the lead, 18-17.
Getting those scrappy hustle points.
Love those scrappy hustle points. Beasley, three-pointer, then a Thompson block, 23-17. We're still in the first.
Off it goes to Beasley. Four's got to force something. Does so for three, and he scores it against Eubanks. 23-17, 5 seconds left in the period. Pistons on the lead. Here's Patty Mills. Mills up the right wing. They don't want to foul him. Underneath it goes, and a block by Thompson from behind. Holy mackerel.
That was the lowly mackerel.
To the period. The Pistons have the lead.
He didn't say holy mackerel. He said lowly mackerel, if I heard that correctly. Cade gets a three-pointer. We're in the second. It's 39-37. This was Cade's quarter in the second.
JD's on the dribble. Looks up behind him to Hardaway. Now to Cade. Three from the right sideline.
All that work. Then you just give it to Cade without the ball is just as effective with the ball.
39-37 Detroit. Second triple for Cade.
44-41 in the second after this Thompson dunk. After this Thompson dunk.
Cunningham. Whoa, what a pass ahead to Thompson.
Thompson.
Who dunks at the other end.
He was already down court before any of the Clippers even realized he was
say
down
it.
There.
Say
his
it.
First bucket. 44-41 now.
Detroit. Holy mackerel. Oh, he's not going to say it. Cade gets a three. 51-49.
Here goes Kay. Oh, he stops on a dime. Right sideline triple and hits it. 51-49 Detroit.
We're just going to turn it into a drinking game. We have to take a healthy sip of Tri-County water every time he says, holy mackerel. We're going to skip the L.A. clip. We're going to go to Thompson's tough shot in the third, 55-57, as the Pistons playing from behind.
Thompson's got to get something up. He's going to drive it up and under, spins it in. Holy mackerel.
There it is. Take a drink.
What a shot.
Take a drink.
57-55. Got a 9.5 degree difficulty on that one.
Oh, it's so refreshing. Cade, driving layup, 68-67 in the third.
Cade Cunningham racing up the floor. Cade all the way to the basket and scored with the left hand.
Wow.
And the Pistons get the lead back at 68-67.
All right. Now we're still in the third. Harris gets a three-pointer. Starting to get a little separation here in the third.
Schroeder on the move. Left side. Steps back. Couldn't get it. Left corner. Harris for three.
There it is. Are you going to say it?
Big triple say by it. Tobias, and it's 83-75
no,
Detroit.
They're not going to get it. How about a floater? From the Schroeder, 85-79 here in the third.
Down to 6-5. Schroeder on the move to the basket. Floats and scores. 85-75. Schroeder on Harden. Fires mid-court. So a little burst by the Pistons.
You see it?
10-2 to close the quarter.
All right. All right, we go to the fourth. Thompson gets a put-back dunk, 91-85.
Durin drops it off to Beasley, who hadn't been able to get himself open. Comes off a screen, hesitates, a little high floater, no good. Throw! Asar Thompson reaching up and jamming it back down. 91-85.
Beasley gets a three-pointer. We're 98-90 in the fourth.
Dennis Schroeder trying to cross over. Coffey gets into a traffic.
Schroeder.
Left corner, Beasley. Come on, Beasley. There's a three.
There you
and
go.
It's 98-90. Big-time triple by Malik Beasley.
Holy mackerel.
Just at the right time. 2:42 in ticket.
Wow, holy mackerel. Cade Cunningham gets a three-pointer. 103-93.
Harris Cunningham, he's wide open. And hits a three. And that could be the dagger. 103-93 Detroit with 1:03 to go. Holy mackerel.
Take a drink. Take it. Healthy hydration, Tri-County water. Just because I'm not allowed to have Bud Light or Mick Ultra during business hours. But you know what we're doing here. All right, final call of the game. 106-97. Holy mackerel.
And the Pistons get win number 32 as James Harden and J.B. Bickerstaff hug as well. Oh. Pistons get the victory. Hard-fought victory. 106-97.
All right. There it is. That's the call. Pistons. Pistons win. Pistons win. Pistons win with the game last night. So that's 7 in a row. And I got the standings. I got the standings. So, in the Eastern Conference right now, Pistons are in the sixth spot. They're still kind of just hanging out right there with the Pacers. You know, hanging par right there. The Pacers are 32-24. Pistons are 32-26. But if the season ends today, Pistons are in. Pistons are in. Pistons are in. So, and the actual playoffs. They're in the actual playoffs, not the silly little play-in game. They're in the actual playoffs, 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 if the season were to end today for the Detroit Basketball Pistons. All right, and the time we have left, we're going to head through and talk about Detroit Hockey Red Wings. We'll do that after this. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM via Our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township are brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, Mick Ultra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Wings right now, when they're on the road, 13-10-3. The Wild at home, 13-12-1. The experts in Vegas are putting the Minnesota at 125 on this one. Matchup, they don't do a matchup predictor for hockey. They just don't. Last five, the Wings are 3 wins, 2 losses. Of course, I mean, you had a 2-week break in there, too. Last five for the Wild is 3-2. Of course, one of those overtime win against the Wings on Saturday. So, and that was at Detroit. So now the Wings on the road at the Wild. Well, the broadcast starts at 7:45. Puck drops about 8-ish. Down the hall to the left, Fox Sports 101. Down the hall to the right on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Wings right now, fourth place in the Atlantic Division, 57. 64 points. 29-22-6 overall. So that's where the Detroit Hockey Red Wings land. Yeah, fourth. Who'd have thought, man? Who'd have thought the way the Wings had started the season that that's where they would end up? But that's where they are. What else we got here? Oh, we got, man, I totally forgot. We got Tigers baseball rolling your way here in just a sec as the Tigers, yeah, they're getting ready for a little spring training action. Tigers, one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that have yet to find a loss in spring training. They're 2-0 in the Grapefruit. The Pirates are 2-0. The Blue Jays are 2-0. The Nationals are 2-0. And the Marlins of Miami are 1-0. Other teams with losses include the BOs. They're 1-1 right now. The Red Sox are 1-1, and the Twins, the Twinkies, are 1-1. Losing records in Grapefruit, Houston, Mets, the Stankies, the Cards, the Rays, the Braves, the Phillies. They are all losers in spring training Grapefruit League action. So yeah, the Tigers, they're on deck here in just a second to get us going with spring training baseball. The Tigers sign Andrew Chafin to a minor league deal. The veteran lefty is another good addition to the ball, even if they only have him for depth. So Chafin, going to be eastbound and down in the minor league deal. All right. Once again, Andrew Chafin signed with the Tigers. This time it's minor league deal that will allow the club to evaluate him in camp without commitment. Should the Tigers add him to the active roster, 34-year-old Southpaw will earn $2.5 million plus another $1.5 million in incentives are available, along with a $250,000 assignment bonus. So Chafin signed a one-year deal, about $4.75 million with the Tigers last year before being traded to the Texas Rangers at the trade deadline. All right. That is the Daily here today. I'm out of here. Enjoy what's left of your Tuesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow at noon. Between now and then, stay safe and enjoy Detroit Tigers Grapefruit League Action Baseball.